Welcome to the Hey Sis, You Good podcast. This is a space for the firstborn daughter, the strong friend, the busy mom, the praying wife, the quiet sister, and every woman in between. This space is for you. This is a space for you to feel seen, for you to be seen, for you to feel heard. This is a space to remind you that you are not alone. So let's get into it. Hey sis, you good? Welcome, 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 welcome back to the Hey Sis, You Good podcast. I am your host, Ashley LaShawn, and I want to welcome you back. If this is your first time listening, welcome sis, welcome into the fold. This space is for you. This space is where you belong. It is for you to be and feel seen. It is for you to remember. It's a reminder that you're not alone. Welcome, sis. I will probably say this for several episodes, but I am so excited. Like, I still am kind of in shock that this is real. The response has been, like, crazy. So thank you all. Just in case I forget to say it at the end, thank you so much for all of the support with Hey Sis, You Good. I truly, 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 verily, verily appreciate it. I want to address a few things or a couple of things from the last episode. One, so the first thing is I introduced myself. Obviously, it was the first episode. And I said that you can call me Ashley, Ashley LaShawn. And then I said you can call me Lady May. And I said I would explain where that came from. And then I kind of got carried away with the episode and forgot. And so somebody was like, you didn't say what or where Lady May came from. Shout out to my good friend who brought that to my attention. So where does Lady May come from? It's honestly a joke. Nobody really calls me that unless we're joking. So my husband's middle name is Bishop. And I often refer to him as the Bishop. And I actually decided that on the Hey Sis, You Good podcast, we're all going to refer to him as the Bishop. So my husband's middle name is Bishop. And then a couple years ago, he got ordained as a minister. Also, a couple years ago, the show Greenleaf was very popular and we watched every week. And if you're not familiar with Greenleaf, the two main characters are the Bishop and his wife, Lady May. Okay, so when the Bishop got ordained a couple years ago, I was like, well, if you're becoming Minister Bishop, clearly I'm Lady May. So that is where it came from. Like I said, it's honestly a joke, but you can call me that if you would like. And then the other thing I want to address is during the mind dump, the random mind dump from the last episode, I said to delete that man's number. Now, clearly that wasn't for me. And I'm going to be honest, God told me to tell y'all that. So whoever it was for, maybe it's not an active listener right now. Maybe it's for someone in the future. But you know what man. One person asked me, what man? Sis, you know what man. Stop playing with me. You know what man. I am very much happily married. But for my single sisters, I support city girl activities within reason. And so it's about to be summertime. I want you to have all the fun, sis. But it's a man number on your roster who you need to delete. You don't even like him for real. It's delete that man number. And that's all I'm going to say. All right. Hey, sis, you good? You good? Okay. All right. So today I want to talk about being the strong friend or the strong person, the strong sister, the person, the go-to person, the person who takes care of everything, who can take everything, withstand everything, every trial and trauma and still keep going and and just that girl. That's what I want to talk about today. So a few years ago, I got a phone call from the bishop, and his grandmother had passed. I was at work, and as soon as I got the phone call, I've said this before on the Hanging with the Hibbets podcast, but as soon as I got that phone call and I heard my husband's voice on the other side of that phone, I immediately went into survival mode. I immediately went into superwoman mode. I put my cape on and was like, it's whatever my man needs because he is grieving. And then within a couple of years, his grandmother had passed, his great aunt had passed. We were going through some family issues, and then his father had passed. And so within those couple of years, year and a half, 2 years, I really was stuck in superwoman mode. It was, nothing is more important than my husband and his grief. And even I did not take into account myself. So it was like, nothing is more important, including me. And I realized once I unwillingly was forced to take the cape off because I had emergency surgery and was distraught and upset and we'll get into that in another episode, but I had an ectopic pregnancy and an emergency surgery, and there was no way that I could continue on trying to be strong for everybody else and be there for everybody else. Mentally, spiritually, physically, I just couldn't, right? And so within the past few years, I've really been on this healing, self-reflection journey. And one of the things that I really have been thinking about is, what does strength look like? During that time where I thought I was being so strong for so strong for the bishop and so strong for my family, and just being there for everybody, I did not take into account that I was not taking care of me. And so, was I really being strong, or was I just going through the motions? What does strength look like? And I really thought about this the other day, and I thought about especially us Black women. We take strength as being able to just keep going, being able to slap a smile on our face, being able to withstand trauma and, you know, still take care of our family and be there for everybody. And I thought about it, and I went back and looked at some pictures during the time where I thought I was being oh so strong, and I looked tired. And so I thought about how often we say, oh, you're so strong, this person's so strong. If they really took time to heal and to take care of themselves, how much more would their beauty be able to shine through? And I'm not just talking about physical beauty. I'm talking about their whole aura. Like, how much more of their beauty would be able to shine through if they were able to really take strength and be vulnerable? Take strength and say, I'm actually not okay. And I'm going to be strong enough to say I'm not okay. And I'm going to be strong enough to take some of this off of my plate. And I'm going to be strong enough to take a step back or take a break. Like, how much more would our beauty be able to shine through? As I was reflecting, I then thought about how often we say we're strong. We consider ourselves strong. We stand on that. That's something like people take pride in. I'm a strong woman. You know, I've been able to handle X, Y, and Z and still keep going. And I want to ask you this. Are you strong or are you suppressing? Are you just super duper ultra strong? Or are you suppressing what you really feel and masking it with what you think strength looks like. Because I can tell you that I definitely was suppressing what I was feeling and masking it with, I have to be strong for my man. Masking it and thinking that his grief was more important than any feelings that I was feeling. His grief was more important than me having a bad day. And so instead of dealing with what I actually was going through, which was grief myself, which was sadness, which was hurt, which was pain, instead of dealing with my feelings, I was masking it with being the strong wife. And so I want to ask you, if you journal, take some time to journal, take some time to reflect, what does strength look like? What do you want your strength to look like? How can you show up in that? And then two, currently, are you suppressing your feelings by masking it, or suppressing your feelings and masking your feelings by showing up as quote unquote strong? Because really, sis, strength, we don't have a lot of strength. It's not a lot that we can do on our own. And if you didn't know, we're going to take a pause here. And like almost every podcast episode will most likely come back to God. And me asking you in this moment, how can you lean into the strength of God? We can't do everything on our own. Sis, you cannot do everything on your own. You cannot be strong on your own. You cannot live day to day, in and out, being strong on your own. You're going to burn out. You're going to I don't want to say crash, but you're going to burn out. So I want to challenge you to be strong and be strong enough to say, no, I can't do that today, actually. You know what? I didn't have that great of a day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on me, and I'm going to focus on what I need to turn my day around. Be strong enough to say no, period. I don't have to explain myself. No, no is a complete sentence. Be strong enough to say, you know what, actually, I do not have the capacity to help you in your situation because I'm actually going through something on my own. We often refer to ourselves as strong when really, and I'm saying this with so much love and I'm talking to myself as well, we're being weak. We're being weak because we're not dealing with the actual feelings that we need to deal with. We're, again, suppressing. We're covering it up by being the strong friend, being the strong sister, being the strong daughter, being that go-to person for everybody. Being so busy helping everybody else so that we don't have to deal with our own thoughts, our own feelings. So how can you show up as a strong woman? How can you show up in strength? Lean into God's strength. Lean into God's strength. He's literally waiting with his hand out. Like, hey, daughter, you can give me that you're dealing with. I'll take it for you. I'll handle it for you. You can give me that. You can give me what you're dealing with, and then you can focus on your joy. You can give me that you're dealing with, and then you can focus on the gifts that I gave you. You can give me that you're dealing with, and then you can focus on your happiness. Like, God is literally waiting with his hand out for us to hand over things to him, lean into his strength, so that we could be joyful. Like, you want to live a easy life? You want to live a soft life? Give that stuff over to God. You wanna wake up with a smile and go get your coffee and go for a walk and just live in sunshine and rainbows? Give all that stuff that you're dealing with over to God. We are not, as humans, we are not strong enough on our own to deal with what we have to deal with day to day. So I encourage you to lean into the strength of God. I want you to take this scripture, write it down on a sticky note, write it in your journal, make it a screensaver on your phone. But if this is something that is speaking to you, I want you to really take this and meditate over it, read it, like look at it day in and day out. It's a popular scripture if you're familiar with the Bible, Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, through Christ who strengthens me. Like it, the strength comes through God. So if we're not leaning into that, how strong are we really? So I really, really, sis, I want to encourage you to take the superwoman cape off. Take it off. Hang it up. And really lean into the strength of God. Let God strengthen you. And live your best life. Hey, sis, you good? Y'all good out there? You good out there? So I just want to give you those three questions again for you to write down in your journal or reflect on. I think I'm going to call this like Coach's Corner, you know, little reflective questions here. The first one is, what does strength look like to you? The second question, are you strong or are you suppressing? And then three, how can you lean into the strength of God? What does that look like for your life specifically, for your lifestyle, for your walk with Christ? Like, what does that look like for you and how can you lean into that? Okay. We good? Okay. So, random mind dump. This one is actually not random, and I think I may have a whole episode on this. And I made a TikTok. If you're not following me on TikTok, follow me. Follow me on TikTok. I just post random stuff on there. It's not like all aesthetically pleasing and whatnot, but I posted the other day on TikTok that for you ladies who say you don't need a man, I cannot relate to that. I need my man. Okay. Do I just need any man? No. Do I need my man? Abso-freaking-lutely. Okay. Like, I do not subscribe to the I don't need a man. The right man for you, you need him. Okay. Yeah. That's going to be a whole episode but I need my man. Okay. I had to put two long pans of spaghetti in the car the other day. And usually Stefan would do that for me, but he was not here. Y'all, I had to check myself because I got real bratty for a moment. I was like, this physical labor, this is heavy. How do I open the door? How do I, it's hot. It, y'all, I was lost for like 2 minutes, like stuck. Like I had never put anything heavy in the vehicle before. So random, but not random mind dump. That is going to turn into an actual episode because I feel like we need to talk about it. I don't need a man, but I need my man. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for hanging with me. That's what we say on Hanging with the Hippies. I got to find a different like outro, but thank you for hanging with me. Remember to subscribe to the podcast. If you would be so kind to rate and review it, that would be amazing. I would love that so much. Make sure you're following Hey Sis You Good on all socials. Well, it's really only on Instagram, but make sure you're following Hey Sis You Good on Instagram. You can follow me on all socials at Ashley LaShawn if you would like. No pressure, no worries. If you have any questions, any suggestions, anything you want me to talk about, any like topics you want me to talk about, feel free to shoot me a DM. I want to meet you guys. If you're listening, follow me, shoot me a DM, say, hey, I want to meet you. I want to know who's listening. give me some feedback. Tell me what you thought about today's episode. If you have some time for reflection while you're journaling about, you know, being strong and what does that look like, you know, give me your thoughts. Let me know what you're thinking. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much again for listening. I hope you have a great day. If you're listening to this in the evening, have a great evening. I love y'all so much. Peace out.